The state is holding a series of public hearings on a ballot initiative aimed at protecting salmon habitat before it appears on the November ballot. The initiative is facing stiff opposition from industry groups, union, and native corporations, opposition that was on full display at the Anchorage hearing on the measure held yesterday. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
Half an hour before the hearing began, about a dozen people waving signs stood on a nearby street corner. The demonstration was organized by Stand for Alaska, Vote No on One, a group formed to oppose Ballot Measure 1, the Salmon Habitat Initiative. The measure would toughen the state's permitting requirements for projects built in salmon habitat. Inside, the room was packed, with attendees lining the walls and spilling out into the hallway. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, who oversees the Alaska Division of Elections, presided over the hearing.
Time will be very tight, and with the number of folks that have signed up, it looks like we will be hard-pressed to hear everyone.
Here, the well-organized campaign against Ballot Measure 1 made its presence felt. But the first speaker was Stephanie Quinn Davidson, one of the measure's sponsors and head of the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission. She argued that as companies pursue more large mines and oil developments in Alaska, the state needs to protect salmon runs from impacts seen in the lower 48.
We have the opportunity to finally get it right here in Alaska. My hope for our future is that we can learn from the past and choose a different path forward.
The president of Alaska Native Corporation Doyon, Aaron Schutt, delivered the opposition's official response. He argued it would have negative economic impacts.
This not only threatens our jobs and our economy, it threatens our rights as property owners and our ability to maintain or develop public infrastructure.
After that, there was a long string of testimony echoing Schutt's arguments against the measure. Alaskans working for mining, oil, and other resource development companies, and those that support them, turned out in force. That included Jim Hill.
This measure hurts our economy and hinders development and doesn't show how it will work any better than our current regulations. It's a development killer.
There was also testimony from industry groups like the Resource Development Council, the Alaska Miners Association, and the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, all against the ballot measure. Eventually, a handful of initiative supporters got their turn, including Georgiana Heverly, a commercial fisherman in Cook Inlet, who argued the ballot measure will ensure resource development is done responsibly.
We are willing to do what it takes to protect what we love so that our future grandchildren and their grandchildren know what it's like to stand on the aluminum deck of a boat and pick salmon from a net and provide the world a sustainable food.
Of the over 60 people who testified during the two-hour hearing, most were against it. When it comes to campaign fundraising, there's an even bigger imbalance. Yes for Salmon, the official group campaigning for the initiative, has raised just over $1 million, with support from environmental groups like Cook Inlet Keeper and the Portland-based Wild Salmon Center. Stand for Alaska, Vote No on One, has raised over $7 million, with major recent contributions from ExxonMobil and mining companies Coeur Alaska and Hecla. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.